research is dearer than men. Little Dell and Dog from their hardcore bluegrass. That was John Henry, and that's the end of the show for me. Coming up next, Terra Sonic with Joel Davis. You are tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and beyond.
Welcome to Terra Sonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on an absolutely gorgeous spring, mid-winter day. Incredible day here on the Colorado Front Range. Temperature approaching 70, clear blue skies, abundant sunshine, and a lot to be thankful for those of us living in Colorado, and we are thankful for you anywhere, you for tuning in from anywhere and joining us today for the next hour. We've got a lot of great music ahead for you. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone 303-442-4242 or email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terra Sonic on listener-supported KGNU Boulder, Denver.
Echen al viento las flores y patria muerta en mi canto.
Hay ese camino, hazme muerte mi destino. camino al andar. Todo el mundo puede cambiar. Se hace camino al andar.
Me pregunto el año nuevo.
About 15 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming your way every Saturday, noon to 1 on listener-supported KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Gorgeous weekend in store for us here on the Front Range. We began our show with the music from a new compilation off the Soul Jazz Records label, Gypsy Rumba, the original rhythm of Gypsy Rumba in Spain, 1965 to 1974. From that, we heard Maruja Garrido and a track called Che Camino. After that, it was new music from Red Bharat, Indian-inspired brass band out of Brooklyn. Their new album is called Gaudi of Truth, and from that we heard Se Hace Camino. And then from Oaxaca's Pasatono Orquesta, from their album Maroma, a track called Obertura Maromera. And the Pasatono Orquesta described themselves as a vintage Mexican circus music inspired by the one-man circuses of Mexico past, reinterpreted for 21st century Oaxacans. Again, that's the Pasatono Orquesta. And in the background right now, it is Intended Immigration, bringing us Promenade a la Mer, the Samba Lounge mix from an album called Una Cartina. This program is supported by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts, including Jorma Kalkanen on February 22nd and the Subdudes on March 13th. Tickets and info at swallowhillmusic.org. Back to the music. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Y después de mucho tiempo, mi centro, yo vine a encontrar. Fui piedra y perdí mi centro, y me arrojaron al mar, y después de mucho tiempo, mi centro vine a encontrar. Tú eres como los judíos, que aunque la ropa te quema, no reniega de lo que ha sido. Tú eres como los judíos, como los judíos, que aunque la ropa te queme, no reniega de lo que ha sido.
Ya no malmiten a mí.
Saga pa mapaga, gama pa mapaga, gapa masanini.
Tudo que quiser tem que entender nas palmas da mão, se tiver porquê. Frágil nessa terra, fácil de
minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. We're a little over halfway through this week's trip. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful day. We began that last set of music with new music from Carl Hector and the Malcoons from an album called Kumasi, a track called Omobele Repress. After that, from a record we've been listening to a lot of over the last several weeks here on Terrasonic, DJ Click's Balk Andalusia, acquired from his Bandcamp page, djclick.bandcamp.com. A great album. One of our favorites from early 2015 so far, and a track called Soleacid. Then new music from DJ Drez, a little three-track EP he just put out. We heard the title track to India Beat Crush, and then the classic from Nitin Sahni, Homelands, taken from the album Beyond Skin. In the background right now, it is music from Damascus, Syria. New music. Almost hard to believe that people are finding time to create there during these very troubled times, to say the least, for that region. But the art does persist. And from Khan El Aru, and an EP called Shams, this is a track called Disco El Hema. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine, providing local news, people profiles, info on arts, events, sports, and dining. The new winter spring issue offers a handy snow sports guide and is available now all over the Boulder area. For 37 years, Boulder Magazine has been serving Boulder County. It's all online at getboulder.com. Still a lot of music to go in the show, but right now we're going to go ahead and offer you some tickets. These are one pair of paper tickets to see Devotchka next Saturday, February 14th at the Fillmore in Denver, their annual Valentine's Day show. It's always a special night. Be the third caller at 303-442-4242, and we'll send you and a friend to see Devotchka. We ask that you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, and ideally you're a KGNU listener member. If you're not, you can become one. 303-442-4242. Third caller is going to see Devotchka next Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU community radio for the Front Range and beyond. We just listened to music from Fofula, London-based band with some very heavy West African influences and roots. A track called Blessed. Before that, from Brazil, it was Fabiano do Nascimento from a great new record out on the Now Again Records label called Dança dos Tempos. And we heard Ué, a classic Brazilian track. Not sure who the vocalist was there, but she sure does have a lovely voice. And prior to that, it was Russia's Volga from their album Pomol, a track called Ditenushka. In the background right now, crushing those subs, it's Celt Islam from his recently self-released Irfan EP, a track called Bayezid Bastami. Thanks to everyone who called in, looking for those Dvochka tickets. Bob was the lucky third caller, and he's going to see him next Saturday at the Fillmore. It's Valentine's Day and a big annual Dvochka presentation. Should be pretty cool. Still a little bit of music left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC in London, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan in effect. Sunshine for your ears on this sunshiny day coming your way on Reggae Bloodlines. Keep it tuned to KGNU. This is Terrasonic.
Hey! pelo pelo parcho laki par jara nadino pelo pelo parcho laki par jara nadino misri ko loon banayo ji ajmal ji rakha vera misri ko loon banayo ji ajmal ji rakha vera
Before it fades, as many did as bandits die and jealous pass, we proudly carry on tradition of making hidden spirits last as long as you are there to listen.
Dujo dujo parcho mata, mena de nadino. Dujo dujo parcho mata, mena de nadino. Upar toro dud dabayo ji, aj mala ji recovera. Upar toro dud dabayo ji.
Tijo tijo parcho baanya hoy tan dino tijo tijo parcho baanya hoy tan dino samadar mai jaj tarai ji ajmal ji rakavera samadar mai jaj tarai ji ajmal ji
Top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. We just listened to Ajamal, the Masala Sound System remix from Amrad Hussein, DJ Click, and Masala Sound System from an album called Divan Airlines. In the background right now, it's the Dum Dum Project, a demo called Nakshi. You will find a playlist for today's show. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can stream it. You can download it. All from KGNU's Music Archive, afterfm.org/Terrasonic. You'll find a whole bunch of Terrasonic stuff. And you will find as well at AfterFM archives of other KGNU music programs, as well as in-studio performances and interviews. For example, imagine sometime soon you'll be able to hear an in-studio performance by Itch.io Marching Band and an interview with Nat Kramer, who happens to be in the adjoining studio. I can see him through the window interviewing Itch.io, and they were rocking the house earlier this morning here on KGNU. You can also find an archive and stream of the show at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And, of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. You can reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. Coming up next at the top of the hour, it's headlines from the BBC, 5 minutes of what's going on in the world, followed by 3 hours of what's going on in reggae with Donovan Maka, bringing you the best in reggae and roots music until 4 o'clock, and then 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. We'll follow that with a full hour of news from the BBC World Service. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You have been listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening to Terrasonic. My name is Joel Davis. Have a great weekend and week, and we'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, for Terrasonic on KGNU.
Stay tuned for the news coming your way. The proceeding was Terrasonic with Straight Up Article Joel. BBC.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has made an emotional plea for support in his country's fight against pro-Russian rebels. Brandishing what he said were the passports of captured Russian soldiers, Mr. Poroshenko told world leaders at a conference in Munich that Ukraine needed help to confront Russian aggression.
I take with me the passport and military ID of Russian soldiers, Russian officers who were come to us. This is the best evidence for the aggression and for the presence of Russian troops, killing my soldiers and killing Ukrainian civilians. Dozens, hundreds, thousands.
Earlier, the American Vice President Joe Biden said the United States was committed to helping Ukraine defend itself if the latest peace initiative failed. But Chancellor Merkel of Germany warned against arming Ukraine. Ukraine says its forces have come under intensified shelling from pro-Russia separatists across the conflict zone. Defense officials in Kiev say the rebels have drafted in tanks, armored personnel carriers and multiple rocket launchers in preparation for attacks on two key government-held towns, the railway hub of Debaltseve and the coastal city of Mariupol, which controls access to the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. Thousands of Yemenis have been protesting in cities in the centre of the country against the political takeover by Houthi rebels. Our Arab Affairs editor Sebastian Asher reports.
For a second day, protesters chanted slogans against the rebels, accusing them of staging a coup. That's the same word that Yemen's powerful Gulf neighbours have used, saying the security and stability of the whole region was under threat. The rebel leader, Abdulmalik al-Houthi, has made a customary hectoring speech to defend his actions. His talk of conspiracies, dangerous power vacuums and terrorist threats will be familiar to Yemenis from previous leaders. It's unlikely to sway those opposed to the power grab by the Shia minority group.
The United Arab Emirates says it's sending a squadron of F-16 aircraft to Jordan to support the kingdom's forces in an intense program of airstrikes against Islamic State militants as part of the US-led coalition. The Jordanians have vowed to wipe out the militant group which brutally killed a captured Jordanian pilot, Maaz al-Kasasba. After his capture last year, UAE forces stopped taking part in coalition airstrikes. Security has been tightened in Nigerian cities ahead of an announcement by the Electoral Commission on whether to postpone next Saturday's general election. Senior security officials have said they won't be able to guarantee public safety if the poll goes ahead as planned because of the threat posed by the Islamist group Boko Haram. The Commission has been discussing the issue with Nigeria's political parties, civil society groups and electoral officials. World News from the BBC. The South African author André Brink has died, aged 79. His early novels focused on the injustices of apartheid, while his later work explored the complexities of life in democratic South Africa. Here's Mary Harper.
André Brink wrote more than 20 novels. One of his most famous books, A Dry White Season, was made into a film starring Marlon Brando, Susan Sarandon and Donald Sutherland. André Brink was a key figure in a literary movement which sought to use Afrikaans, which was, in many ways, the language of apartheid, to criticise the system. His 1973 novel, Looking on Darkness, was the first Afrikaans book to be banned by the South African authorities. André Brink received many literary awards, but was also recognised for his significant contribution to human rights.
The governor of the Mexican state of Veracruz has said that levels of violence have nothing to do with the cancellation of an international literary festival in the capital.